Good intentions are important in ministry, but good intentions are not enough. This is especially true in wedding officiant ministry. A wedding ceremony may look simple from the outside. There is a procession, a message, vows, rings, a declaration, a kiss, and a signed license. But beneath the surface, many things are happening at once. The bride and groom may be joyful, nervous, distracted, or overwhelmed. Parents may have expectations. Divorced family members may be sitting in the same room. A remarriage couple may be carrying grief, regret, children's concerns, or blended family tension. The venue may be watching the clock. The photographer may need timing. The marriage license may have specific civil requirements. A couple may want a spiritual ceremony without understanding biblical marriage. Another couple may be asking for pastoral guidance that goes beyond the officiant's training. In moments like these, good intentions need structure. A faithful wedding officiant practice helps you prepare before confusion appears. You need a clear process for inquiries. You need a way to communicate what you do and what you do not do. You need a preparation meeting plan. You need a ceremony planning process. You need a rehearsal rhythm. You need a way to verify civil requirements where the wedding will occur. You need a follow-up habit. You need referral awareness when the couple needs help beyond your role. This is not bureaucracy. This is love with wisdom. The Apostle Paul often connected love with discernment, order, and edification. Christian ministry is not cold management, but neither is it careless emotion. Faithful ministry brings warmth and structure together. Think about a couple who contacts you 3 weeks before the wedding. They say, "We just need someone to marry us." If you only have good intentions, you may say yes too quickly. But if you have a clear practice, you will know how to slow the process down. You may ask about the wedding date, location, license, ceremony expectations, spiritual background, family concerns, and whether they understand your role as a Christian wedding officiant. You may explain that this course offers ministry training, not legal advice, and that civil requirements must be verified with the proper authority. You may also discover that the couple would benefit from Christian marriage growth or another formation resource after the wedding. Structure helps you serve better. It also helps protect the bride and groom. It protects you from overpromising. It protects the witness of Christ from confusion. It protects the ceremony from unnecessary disorder. And it helps families experience a wedding day marked by peace, clarity, and dignity. A faithful officiant knows when to serve, when to slow down, and when to refer. That phrase will matter throughout this course. You are not called to be everything to every couple. You are called to be faithful in the role God has entrusted to you. Good intentions may open the door, but wisdom, preparation, accountability, and prayer help you walk through that door well. That is why we begin this course with practice building clarity. You are preparing to build something real. You are preparing to serve real couples. You are preparing to witness to biblical marriage in a real community. And by God's grace, you can do that with courage, humility, and faithfulness.